This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome again to Between the Keys. I think it was in the late 1970s when I first heard a recording by the pianist Edwin Fischer. It was part of a reissue on vinyl LPs that featured various historic pianists. And this LP included a performance of Handel's Chaconne in G major, and I was just blown away by how natural the music sounded in Edwin Fischer's hands, and also the beautiful singing sound that he got out of the piano. The music making just had a lot of vitality and joy to it, and Edwin Fischer's best performances continue to give me great pleasure to this day. So I thought we would devote this hour to exploring Edwin Fischer's artistry. We will hear that recording of the Handel Chaconne later on. But first, I'd like to open up with a composer with whom Edwin Fischer was closely associated throughout his career. And that composer is Johann Sebastian Bach. In the 1930s, Fischer became the first pianist to record Bach's complete well-tempered clavier, but his very first Bach recording dates from 1931. It's the Chromatic Fantasy and Fugue. All these years later, I still think it's one of the most heartfelt and passionate and full-bodied Bach interpretations that you will ever hear. Let's listen. Thank you. Edwin Fischer playing the Chromatic Fantasy and Fugue by Johann Sebastian Bach. That was recorded in 1931. A few biographical notes about Edwin Fischer. He lived from 1886 until 1960. He was born in Basel, Switzerland, and he studied at the Stern Conservatory in Berlin under Martin Krauss, who had been a student of Franz Liszt. Martin Krauss was also the piano teacher of Claudio Arrau. Anyway, Edwin Fischer was based in Berlin in the 1920s and 30s, but he moved back to Switzerland in 1942, putting his career on hold during the war. He resumed concertizing after the war, and he taught numerous master classes that included future luminaries among his students, like Paul Bedora Skoda, Alfred Brendel, and Daniel Barenboim. Fischer also was highly regarded as a chamber musician, and the next selection that we're going to hear is the second movement intermezzo from the Piano Quartet No. 1 in G minor by Johannes Brahms. We are going to hear Edwin Fischer with violinist Vittorio Brero, violist Rudolf Nell, and cellist Theo Schurgers. Thank you. The second movement, Intermezzo, from the Piano Quartet No. 1 in G minor by Johannes Brahms, violinist Vittorio Brero, violist Rudolf Nell, cellist Theo Schurgers, and our featured pianist this hour, Edwin Fischer. That was a recording made anywhere between 1939 and 1941. We actually don't know for sure. There's a mellowness and a sense of relaxation that I think often characterizes Edwin Fischer's post-war recordings, as you will hear now in the second of Schubert's Six Moments Musicaux, Edwin Fischer.
Thank you.
Music of Schubert, the second of this composer's six moments musicaux, a very expansive and mellow performance by our featured artist this hour, Edwin Fischer, that was recorded in 1950. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys. We are exploring the artistry of pianist Edwin Fischer this hour. Let's go back to 1931 and a recording that I still find absolutely enchanting after having heard it a gazillion times over the past 40 years or so. If you've never heard Edwin Fischer play Handel's Chaconne in G major, you are in for a treat. And for those who claim that Fischer really did not have a great technique, just listen to how he sails through the faster variations with absolutely no effort at all. Hear for yourself, Edwin Fischer playing Handel.
Thank you.
That was a classic 1931 recording of the Chaconne in G major by George Frederick Handel. The pianist was Edwin Fisher, our featured artist this hour on Between the Keys. Many music critics consider Beethoven's Fantasy, Opus 77, to kind of represent what Beethoven's piano improvisations must have sounded like. The piece really does have the feeling of a written-out improvisation in many respects. I want to share a radio transcription from the early 1950s with Edwin Fisher, and I think in this performance of the Fantasy, Edwin Fisher and Beethoven truly merge as a single entity.
Thank you.
The Fantasy Opus 77 by Beethoven with pianist Edwin Fischer, recorded in the early 1950s. I think in this recording you really get a sense of how Fischer's tone could fill a room, and also his wide dynamic range, and what a beautiful, beautiful piano sound he had. Fischer once said that one day the piano has all the colors of the orchestra, and another day it brings forth sounds from other worlds. I think that Fischer could well have been describing his own playing, who knows. But we would not be doing Edwin Fischer full justice if we did not include at least one specimen of his Mozart playing. In 1932, Fischer formed a chamber orchestra where he revived the practice of leading concertos from the keyboard, something that wasn't really so common anymore in the late 19th and early 20th century, but of course now it's very, very common. Among the concertos that Edwin Fischer recorded conducting from the piano, I'm particularly fond of his version of the Mozart Concerto in G major, Kerschel number 453. Its third movement is a wonderful set of variations, and in this performance you will hear incredible vitality and eagerness on part of all of the musicians, and a genuine give and take between Fischer and the orchestra members that still comes across more than 82 years after this recording was made.
Thank you.
Edwin Fischer at the piano, leading the Edwin Fischer Chamber Orchestra in the Allegretto finale of Mozart's Concerto No. 15 in G major, Kerschel 453. That's a 1937 recording. Edwin Fischer used to tell his students to put life into the music without doing violence to it. I think that this was a creed that Edwin Fischer himself lived by, and it's clearly exemplified in the recordings that we've been listening to this past hour on Between the Keys. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. I look forward to us being together next week at this time. Thank you so much for listening. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.